Please be seated. There was a row of us sitting there, balding and paunchy and silver-haired and bearded, in the pew of a funeral home in the D.C. suburbs. You would have seen a row of aging men, but in their own vision, our own vision, we were Donk and Bobo and Moose and Sammy, all of us having dropped everything on 2 days' notice and come together because one of us was in need, was burying his little boy on that warm fall day. There was a love there in the room, something that is impossible to describe if you've not felt it. Because a quarter century ago, we were young men hurtling along in the skies over Iraq, playing a small part in a war that involved a coalition of 500,000 men and women, and literally thousands of tanks and aircraft deployed halfway around the world in a perilous expedition that seemed, at the time, to be the most important thing happening on the planet at that moment. Our experience of those days shaped us and colored the entire rest of our lives with the knowledge that we had been given the gift of service that had nothing to do with profit or billable hours or some financial bonus. We were there for a cause, mostly for each other. It is a high I cannot describe, being shot at and missed in the service of some greater good. If you have been there, and I know some of you have, you know exactly what I mean. You never feel so alive again. And if you have felt that, you also know why we were all sitting there on that pew together. Once you share a common cause, a life-defining opportunity to serve something greater than yourself, that is a bond that transcends just about everything. You are more of a family at that moment than if you were blood kin. Since then, I've had people ask if there is anything that can still get my adrenaline going, or something that can give that sense of purpose we all felt in the desert. As for the adrenaline, well, I have to admit, there really is no substitute. But as for the feeling of love and community that comes from being a part of a happy few, working for some greater good, yes, I have found that feeling again and was surprised by it. Roughly 4 years ago, we here at Holy Nativity set off on a ministry to provide backpacks full of food to needy kids at a school that was chin deep in needy kids. It started with a shoestring budget and just a few of us trying not to let those kids down by missing a week, and sometimes packing 100 backpacks alone in the middle of the night in the food bank room. Before long, there was a whole team of folks quietly taking care of business and feeding the hungry just as Jesus commanded. St. Francis once said, "Preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words." This is a congregation that raised up a group that preaches the gospel every week, that acts as the hands and feet of Christ in a broken community that desperately needs some good news. You can meet them on any given Wednesday or Thursday night, doing what needs to be done with no fanfare or even notice. It is an odd mix, some privileged and some less so, with all sorts of family stories and faith walks that often share little in common, but a call to which we have all responded by being there to shop and to pack and to deliver and to encourage one another in our common purpose of giving hope and food to a school full of hungry kids. And those backpack folks are a family, bound together by something wonderful and meaningful in a way that tells you that the Holy Spirit is right there in their midst. And if you come around here on any given Wednesday night, you can feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit in the smiles all around you. You will have the body and blood of Christ delivered to you by the hands of a child. Be surrounded by laughter echoing through Batten Hall during supper. And then see folks slip off from the table to pack with the backpack buddies or join together to grow in their faith through programs like EFM. We all have grown into a family, and it is our sense of call and of purpose that makes it so. Today is Stewardship Sunday, the day we as a church remember that none of this happens without you, each of you, taking some responsibility for spreading the gospel with time or talent or money. My call to you all today, however, is a little bit different. If you have not had the chance to be a part of this family, or maybe feel the tug to step into something further in our mission, maybe today is the day. Wouldn't you like to be a part of something bigger than yourself? To feel that love that I felt for my paunchy brothers lined up on that pew a few weeks ago. A love that flows from taking part in something that matters. Something that gives meaning to our lives in a cosmic sense. You will find in your bulletins a pledge card. And as always, it asks you to make a monetary pledge to support all that we do here. Those pledges matter. They matter a lot in supporting the ministries of this church and in making this an inviting place where people feel welcome and called and then find themselves out in the neighborhood doing great things they did not even imagine when they walked in that door. That certainly happened to me. My suggestion this morning is that you go further by also picking a ministry and committing yourself to being a part of that one thing, whether it is Supper at Grace or the Food Bank or the Altar Guild or the other couple dozen chances to spread God's kingdom in the world that we have here at Holy Nativity. Join us. Join God's family and find yourself in the wonderful and sometimes disorienting mix with people different from you, but join together in a common purpose that makes life worth living. That is my invitation to you today. That is God's invitation to you every day of your life. Pray, discern, answer the call.